this is Bobby Cordy with Voice of Hope Pregnancy Centers in Marion, Upper Sandusky, and Bucyrus, Ohio. Thanks for listening and supporting the ministry of Worldview Warriors.
Hi, Mo.
Excuse me, bad guys. I am running out of air. Gotta get pumped.
Welcome to the Worldview Warriors podcast, challenging and affirming your faith to equip you to impact this generation for Jesus Christ.
Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
It's a transmitter, a radio for speaking to God.
Go ahead, make my day.
Hey, this is Jason DeZurich and with Worldview Warriors. I'm sitting here at the Pillar, KJ52, seventh time down, and what's the other band there, My Guest Mark?
What?
I forgot, too. What's their band? What's the second? Run, Kid, Run. Yeah. That's who it is. Yeah, Mark Lickley, right? That's who you are, aren't you?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, hey, I'm sitting down with Mark Lickley. He is the youth pastor at St. Paul United Methodist Church in Findlay, Ohio. And he's been there for how many years, Mark?
Oh, man, probably 3.5 almost.
And how long have you and I known each other? I mean, it's been a long time.
Oh, man, well, this was when I started volunteering in youth ministry. That was probably, 6 years ago or so.
Okay, so we've known each other at least six. So we're pretty good buds. It's been a while because 2 years ago, I left my position at my church, started this new ministry, and not that we've lost touch necessarily, but it's been interesting, hasn't it?
It has been interesting. It just takes us in separate directions sometimes, but it's all working out.
It's not bad though, right?
It's not bad.
Yeah. Well, hey, tell me more about you and I before we started here. I asked you a question. You're like, oh, that's an interesting question. You know, because youth ministry is just, I'm going to use the big word, it's wrought with just craziness. Is that fair to say?
That is fair to say. A lot of craziness, and it's all, it's just constantly changing. So it's craziness on the fly almost.
Yeah, and so I asked you, where do you feel you're in your sweet spot in youth ministry, meaning you personally, where do you feel, what I'm asking you is, where do you feel God has gifted you for ministry?
Oh, man. Well, it's kind of tough. I mean, there's so many aspects to ministry. It's hard to think, you know, where am I best being used by God? And I think, you know, for me, it's working with the students and really trying to understand where they're at and helping them to see where they fit in this whole kingdom environment. It's tough for students nowadays to really understand how they can make a difference because it's the world is so big and there's so much going on that they you know, it's hard for them to connect sometimes, connect with God, let alone connect with what their purpose is. And I think the most rewarding, at least for me, is being able to work with kids and watch them individually light up on certain areas and then help them kind of see where they're, you know, where they're gifted, where their passions lie, and how they can use those passions to further the kingdom. It's awesome.
Uh-oh, Mark. It sounds like you're talking about discipleship. Oh, no, discipleship. Am I right?
That's probably where I would say yes.
That's awesome. So with discipleship, how does that look for you then? Because you're talking, I heard a few key words there. You said, you kind of said one-on-one or a few. You weren't talking about, now camp is great, okay? I love camp, but if you bring like 30 kids, you don't know them all. Or if you come to this concert, Pillar concert, and you bring, let's say even 50 kids, whatever, you don't get to know them all, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so since ministry, from what I'm hearing you say, and hopefully our listeners are really paying attention, it's about really getting down to the nitty-gritty and hanging out together, you know, one-on-one or one-on-three or something like that.
You bet. Definitely with the kids that that you grow close to some, and through that relationship, it's nice to then work with them individually and get to know them better. And as your relationship grows, you know, watching their relationship grow with Christ as well.
Okay, now let's get down to practical stuff. How do you do that?
Oh, man. Well, a lot of it is just spending time with them. And it's in different aspects, too. It's not, you know, it's not just the Bible study, and it's not just, you know, cornering them. Not really cornering them, but, you know, spending time with them there on Sunday nights. But, you know, it's really, you know, spending life with them. How do they, you know, where do they engage? How do they engage with their friends? You know, putting yourself into the mix there, and being more than just a church, you know, the church youth director or whatever, but more, you know, really spending time in life with them to get to know them better. And then, you know, through being an example, or, you know, kind of, you know, talking through different things that they're going through, helping them to see that there's a bigger picture than just what's in front of them. So.
Awesome. Mark, I really appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us, and I hope our listeners have been encouraged through this.
Absolutely. I hope so, too.
Yep, and I hope you've been encouraged, too. Says, Mark, just so you know, I agree with you 100%.
Well, it's, you know, I'm glad you posed that question, because it's, you know, it's something I haven't really thought of, but it's definitely something that drives me a little bit and is a little bit of passion of mine. So thanks.
Praise God. That's awesome, man. Thank you. Signing out, Jason Dezurek. And who are you again? And where do you minister at? And what's your position? And what town? And all that good stuff?
Well, Mark Lickley, and I'm the youth director at St. Paul's Church in Findlay, Ohio.
And if somebody wanted to call you, what is the church phone number?
419-422-4131.
And do you have a website, or do you have a MySpace or Facebook or something if somebody wanted to contact you that way?
Well, I do have Facebook, and the church has a website, stpaulsfindlay.org.
Okay, so you do have a Facebook, but in order for them to come find you, if they want to become a friend of yours, you're going to need to spell your last name there, my friend, because I have to spell mine. Because Lickley, boy, that's going to be easy to find.
Yes, well, it's L-I-C-H-T-L-E. Nothing like it sounds.
That's why I asked. And Mark, is your last name with a K or a C?
C.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I never knew that. I thought it was a K. Yeah, that's hilarious. Oh, so you're not the biblical Mark.
Oh, my first name. Oh, I thought you were talking my last name. Well, okay. Here's the deal. Everybody thinks Lickley, L-I-C-K-L-E-E or L-E-Y or something. No, it's L-I-C-H-T-L-E, but my first name is Mark with a K.
Okay, good. Well, I hope everybody got entertained by that. So, all right. We'll talk to y'all later. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, this is Cliff from Seventh Time Down, and whenever I can tune into Worldview Warriors podcast for some great info and biblical reading, I do.
All right, well, I'm sitting here with Matt Lynn. He's from Lycans, but he's got some great information to tell us. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, hopefully it'll be fun. Matt, how you doing?
Fantastic.
Yeah. And I'm just going to have you say it because it's a tongue twister for me. Where are you from? You know, where do you volunteer? All the good stuff and, you know, just... all those statistical details.
All the good stuff. I am from Evangelical Faith Fellowship, and I'm the youth leader there. Have been for about 11 or 12 years. As long as the kids have me, I'll keep doing it.
Praise God. So you've been there for 11 or 12 years, and well, I'm going to ask you a question I didn't even ask you before this. What are some things that have changed in youth ministry from when you first started or you're a couple years in till now, which is 2009?
Biggest thing that I've seen probably the last 11 or 12 years is the commitment from the kids, because it used to be at the very beginning of youth group, it seemed like the kids were committed. They didn't have Wednesday night things to do at school, and so they had time to come to the church. They had time to spend doing youth activities. Now it's much more difficult. The schools have them. There's other requirements that they need to do, whether it's like a part-time job or something like that. So it is more difficult to get the kids involved doing some youth functions.
Okay, so as far as commitment from students, do you think that could be a parent issue maybe too?
I think it could be a parent issue. I think one of the issues that we have right now is there's been a whole generation that we've gone now where they've kind of been excluded. God's been excluded from the schools. They're hearing all kinds of fabrications about God. They don't understand what the full truth of God is. And, of course, that's the Bible. And I don't think that they fully understand that, because there's so many different religious groups that have their own God, but there is only one true God.
Amen. And yeah, I just want to make clear too, I'm not saying that parents are a problem. Anybody who's listening, I'm asking that. I basically was asking Matt, do parents need to step it up a little bit and just make their kids kind of commit with God? And I think he's agreeing. He's shaking his head. Yes.
Amen.
Hey, all right. And so maybe what I'm hearing you say too is, parents really do need to step it up and say, you know what, it's time to really train up a child in the way they should go. Is that what I'm hearing?
I totally agree with you. Any parent out there listening, please, from the time that a child can understand who Jesus Christ is, please, please, please get them in church, get them participating in youth functions, make sure that they're doing proper things, make sure that you have them in the Word, make sure that you're teaching them children's stories from the Bible. It's so important to train up a child as they need to go. It's so important.
I totally agree with you. And if you're hearing this and you're hearing music in the background, we're still at Pillar and KJ52. KJ52 is in the background, and Matt's going to leave here in a little bit. But I do want to ask you, as far as ministry for yourself, and just where do you believe God, as far as for you, where's your sweet spot? What's God calling you, Matt Lynn, to do?
It's been so cool because the last couple of years, God has really put on my heart missions. And I've had the opportunity to go to Mexico 3 times now. I've had the opportunity to see individuals that are so less fortunate than what we are here in the United States of America. I've seen kids 3, 4, 5 years old going through garbage dumps trying to get the food right beside wild animals. And next year, God willing, because I know He's going to provide financially and things like that, I'm going to be going to Kenya, and I get to take 2 of my youth with me. And from my understanding, because Kenya can be different places, Kenya can be a little bit dangerous. From my understanding, the government only allows one adult who comes to take 2 kids. So I really prayed about it, and I just feel like that if a youth can see what a missions trip is like, can understand how blessed they are. A lot of the things that they have here in the United States of America, they'll stop taking for granted. They won't be so much, because youth today can be negative. Don't be negative, because God's so good. There's so many positive things out there that He's just so awesome in our lives. All we have to do is turn to Him. Rely on Him, be in the Word, be steadfast in prayer, and God's going to provide all of our every needs. So for me in my life, I think the biggest thing that He's been pushing for me the last couple years is missions. And I just got a heart for it. And there's missions that can be done here in the United States as well. There's all kinds of different homeless shelters where people need help, donations, food, clothes, anything like that. Everything's needed. Anything that you can provide. You know, and the Bible says, if a man is naked, to clothe him; if he's hungry, feed him; and if he's thirsty, give him a cup of cold water. And I think that's what we're called to do, and I guess that's something that I want to show the youth, that they're not too young to do.
Amen. That is great. Matt, if somebody's listening to this and they want to get a hold of you, like through Facebook or something like that, if you're willing, you know, would you mind sharing some information to get a hold of you?
No problem. If you want to contact me, you can actually contact me via email, and that is Matt Lynn, last name is L-I-N-N, M-A-T-T, L-I-N-N 70@yahoo.com.
All right, awesome. And so if somebody might have a question about the Kenya thing, could they call you or, you know, write you?
Sure, absolutely. Any type of questions or anything like that regarding missions, please, please, please write me. I promise I will write back to you. I don't check it every day. I'm not going to lie to you. But as soon as I see it, I promise I'll respond back.
Awesome. Well, Matt, thank you so much for not just joining me, but joining our listeners. And if anybody's out there who, you know, maybe just getting involved in youth ministry for the first year or something, and Matt sounds like somebody you could connect with, please do that. He absolutely would love to have that. And he's up. Where are you again?
Lykins, Ohio. Evangelical Faith Fellowship.
All right. So thank you so much, and you have a good one, all right? All right. Bye-bye.
For more information on the ministry of Worldview Warriors, you can go to worldviewwarriors.org, or you can call us at 1-800-579-1440. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Worldview Warriors podcast.
Hey everyone, this is Jason DeZurek with the Ministry of Worldview Warriors and the host of Do Not Keep Silent. I just wanted to let you know in James 1:19-22, actually even more than that, it says, "My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does." This is a call to action, everybody. You have an opportunity to come to Bell Fountain, Ohio on December 11th and 12th to get totally equipped to actually do what the Word of God says. Are you ready to get real with your faith? Are you ready to get real with God? Are you ready? The reason I ask is because at Vineyard Christian Fellowship on December 11th and 12th, we are going to have a great conference just for you. 2 full days of Silverline, a guy named Enoch, who's a great worship leader out of California, and so many speakers from Worldview Warriors. It's just going to blow your mind away. As far as the information you're going to get is just great. You're going to be able to experience God in a way, I believe, that you have not been able to experience him in a very long time, if ever, in your life. I want to encourage you, talk to your youth pastor, talk to your youth leader, talk to your parents, ask them, hey, I want to go check out Worldview Warriors Wake the Nations Tour, December 11th and 12th at Bell Fountain, Ohio. I want to go to Vineyard Christian Fellowship and check this out. If you want more information, go find it at worldviewwarriors.org and give us a call if you have any questions. 1-800-579-1440. Are you ready to get real with your faith?